Hi, I'm Will Ferrell.
And I'm Ryan Reynolds.
I'm Scotty Morris. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Hi, everybody. It's Nick Lowe here.
This is Brian Wilson.
This is Carolyn Sills. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I don't really do top song lists here, mostly because they're just so subjective. I do mention once in a while charts based on sales or something else that is actually measurable, but most of them are just based on opinion. And as Mike at Advent Calendar House recently reminded me, many of them are designed to simply make people argue in the comments, which boosts the visibility of the article itself once it has a lot of comments. Anyway, I saw this article from the folks at Billboard called The 25 Best Christmas Songs of the 21st Century So Far, Staff Picks. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. But while I do feel a little like some of these picks were done to elicit a reaction or to try and demonstrate something about their vast knowledge of Christmas music or their connection to younger listeners, I'm trying to remember that this is all just opinion. And none of their picks are based on anything substantial like sales streams or airplay. Still, I did find some of their choices a little odd and thought I'd invite another Christmas podcaster on to come up with some of our own picks. Not really a list, but just some choices that we feel are more worthy of being included on a list like the one Billboard released. Sean is the man behind the Christmas Podcasts podcast, and he's joining us on this episode today. Thanks so much for coming on, Sean.
Well, thanks for having me, Ken. It's great to be on your show.
Love to have you. Before we get rolling, for those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about the Christmas Podcast podcast?
Basically, like I always say, I'm the hype man for all you podcasters. Christmas Podcast podcast is part of christmaspodcast.com. And that's where I put all the links to all the episodes all you Christmas podcasters put on there, like Sounds of Christmas, and there's a bunch of other ones. We got like 42 podcasts on our site right now. Basically, we link to you guys, and people can go find whatever they want to listen to Christmas podcast-wise of everything you've dropped. So whatever you've got on your websites, we link them to you.
And all of us appreciate that. Thank you. Did you take a look at this Billboard list?
I did look at this list, and it's interesting. I mean, some of them I'm shaking my head at, and some of them I agree with. Maybe not necessarily in the order they're in, but I don't disagree with them being on the list. It's an eclectic list, I'll say, for especially as eclectic as you can get for 21st century music.
Yeah, I had a similar my initial reaction was, ugh, what a terrible list. How can these people even say that they listen to Christmas music? But, you know, then I calmed down and I realized that, you know, as I said, that it's opinion. And if somebody likes a Christmas song, that's their opinion. That can't necessarily be wrong. But for them to come up with these as the 25 best Christmas songs so far of 2024, I don't know. I did shake my head at a couple of theirs. And let's quickly go through their list so anybody listening knows what we're talking about. Sufjan Stevens' Lumberjack Christmas is number 25. Do you know the song?
I know the guy. I've heard of him. I don't really listen to him. And I have never heard this song before. So I took that quick preview of it, and I'm like, never heard of it. So
he put out a Christmas set. God, I'm not even sure how many years ago. It was very critically acclaimed. His fans loved it. Some of it I liked, you know, with most Christmas albums. Some of it I liked, some of it not so much. I think there are a couple songs on it that are, I don't know, more worthy than this, more representative of the best Christmas song of the 21st century than this one. But this was their opinion. The next one, I don't even know how to pronounce the name. It's 3 exclamation points, which I guess makes me really old that I don't know who they are.
Me either. No clue. I had no clue who these people were. I had no clue who the song was. So, yeah, I don't even know if my kids would even know.
The song is "And Anyway It's Christmas," and I liked it. It's from 2013, so it's 11 years old. I do know that I wouldn't put this on my list.
No.
Lea Michele, "Christmas in New York."
I have heard of her, obviously, Glee. My wife is very much a Gleek. So I've seen these. I have seen their Christmas, the Glee Christmas shows, and they're really good. I love what they do. And I have heard of this song, "Christmas in New York." I don't disagree with it being on the list. I don't mind it so far down because it's not really one of the better ones on the list, but I don't mind it being on the list. I enjoy the song myself.
I like the song, and I like Lea. I think there are some songs from Glee that I would have put on this list beforehand. A lot of what Glee did was cover songs, but they did, I think, "Extraordinary Merry Christmas" is a bigger thing. And Glee, when it was on, I think it had a bigger impact on music and deserves to be on this. This track from Lea Michele, I think this is the only original track on her album, so I guess maybe that might be why they picked it.
Right, because I noticed on this list, too, all of these are original. They're not necessarily covers.
Right. Next on their list is Norah Jones, "Christmas Calling Jolly Jones." I like Norah's Christmas album. She has done some Christmas singles over the years before and since this album came out. I like this song quite a bit. I can totally see this being on a list like this. I think Norah's Christmas album was terrific. Kylie Minogue, "Every Day's Like Christmas."
You can't be our age and not know Kylie Minogue. If you do, you don't listen to music.
Right.
She has covered such a span, and her what I'll call it a comeback, but I don't think it really is. But when she reemerged as a singer, she's done phenomenal work. And I have heard this song before. I enjoy it too. I don't dislike this being on the list. I think it deserves to be there. It's a good song. So I'm good with this song being on the list.
Yeah, I'm okay with it being on their list. Well, I'm okay with any of them because it's their opinions. But Kylie Minogue, much bigger in the UK than in the US. Mm-hmm. And her Christmas album had some really cool stuff on it. A lot of that, though, a lot of it was covers, which is probably why it's not here, why some of those tracks aren't here. Right. I think the cover she did of Christmas Wrapping was terrific, but I'm fine with this one. Straight No Chaser featuring Kristen Bell, "Text Me Merry Christmas."
Oh, when this came out, I absolutely loved it. I mean, Kristen Bell's great. Straight No Chaser, just everything they do is phenomenal. You can almost put anything Straight No Chaser does for Christmas on here too. But the "Text Me Merry Christmas," not only was it very current and very, I can't think of the word I'm thinking of, but just very poignant and very true to the day. It is a fun song. It is very fun. I like it being on the list.
Yeah, I do too. It probably would have been on my list. It's hard to believe it's already 10 years old.
Yeah. But
surprisingly, when you're talking about technology, it still holds up. You don't listen to this and go, "Oh, it's
outdated." No,
yeah,
no, it holds up to this day too. You could absolutely, this day is just as poignant as it was when it came out.
Yeah. "The Christmas Tree."
No clue who V is. Never heard the song before. Not a bad song. I've never heard it.
V is part of the K-pop group BTS.
And so I have heard of V. I just not by themselves.
Yeah. And this song, it was kind of odd because this got released off season, like in May or June, or at least that's when it came out here. Maybe
in back Korea in, it came out.
Yeah, maybe it came out at Christmas time.
I don't know.
I don't know.
K-pop is very much a you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's very much those, and it's not just K-pop. There's a lot of genres like the boy bands and stuff like that were like that too. You either liked them or you didn't. So it fits in with all that. It's not just K-pop. It's one of those type of genres, type of music that either you like or you don't. And there's multiple of them. So.
And there's lots of that spread throughout Christmas music. It encompasses all genres. And I do get that. I like the version that V did of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, but that's a cover, so that may be why Christmas Tree is here instead. I don't know. Next one was a head-scratcher for me, Kelly Clarkson and Brett Eldridge, Under the Mistletoe. I know the song, and I know both of them, but I don't know. This one just didn't do a whole lot for me, and again, that's probably personal, but what did you think?
I actually enjoy the song. Actually, I would put it in my top 10. When we get that later, we'll talk about that. I enjoy the song. The way Kelly and Brett go back and forth, it's fun to hear, especially the collaboration between somebody who's big into pop and then somebody big into country. I like that mix in this situation. Sometimes it doesn't work, but a lot of times it does. So for me, this was a good song, and I liked it. Being on the list. So, but I could also replace this with something else too, but we'll get into that later.
Okay. Does the something else start with Gwen and end with Blake?
No, it's something from Kelly. Replace something with Kelly.
Okay. When I saw this here, what I thought of was that a duet like this, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's You Make It Feel Like Christmas,
that didn't pop into my head. And that one, it didn't make my list, but yeah, I could put that on this list too.
Yeah. Okay. Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor, Wrap Me Up.
I remember vaguely last year when this came out, but I heard it more, especially with SiriusXM's Jimmy Fallon channel for Christmas. Right. So I've heard this a lot, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it being on the list. It is kind of a neat, and just Meghan Trainor has that tone in her voice to offset Jimmy that just makes it very fun sounding.
Yeah, since his album came out this year, and there are so many more duets that he did on there and some songs he did by himself, it's hard to pick just one, and I can't think of one that I like so much more than this one. So I don't see replacing this one.
We'll get into that later.
Okay. Colby Calais, Christmas in the Sand.
Yep. I've heard of this one. Nothing real big in my where I need to listen to it. I have heard it. It's a good song. It's just not one that's really struck a chord with me. I don't mind it being on the list, even though it's not one that strikes me in. It'd be lower on my on the list if I did the 25. So
see, I saw this and I thought, how could they not have picked Colby's song Mistletoe instead, which was a big hit? And I know this isn't based on sales or airplay or any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's again, and I feel like I keep saying this to sort of justify their picks, but it's a personal choice. But I like Mistletoe better. Dan and Shay, Take Me Home for Christmas.
This one's a fun song. It was good when it came out. They just recently came out with one, and I know this is a recent list because there's some songs from 2024 on there, so I can say this.
Officially Christmas?
Yeah, Officially Christmas. Thank you. Yes, I would put Officially Christmas here. I like that one better than Take Me Home for Christmas because Officially Christmas to me sounds a little more – I like my Christmas songs more upbeat, and to me, Officially Christmas is more upbeat than Take Me Home for Christmas.
I like a lot of their songs. They're new – album or double album that collects all their singles plus a whole bunch of new stuff is I think it's a great set. Hard for me to pick just one to be representative of the collection or that. Take Me Home for Christmas is fine. I like Pick Out a Christmas Tree as well, but that's
your opinion.
Yeah,
like this list is.
Sabrina Carpenter, A Nonsense Christmas.
I have heard of Sabrina Carpenter. She's got some good music that I've listened to, but I have not really listened to any of her Christmas music. I did listen to the little sample of this didn't do one thing or another for me, but she is a good singer and she has good music. So unless it gets more play, I don't know if I'm going to listen to more of it personally. So, but like you say, this is it's just my opinion. So
Sabrina Carpenter had the big Nonsense Christmas Netflix special that kicked off earlier this month. I really like the duet she did with Shania Twain. I think that was Santa Baby, but that's a cover. She's done a bunch of other Christmas songs that I also liked, but I feel like Sabrina Carpenter she's a huge artist right now. So I feel like there are probably a handful that I feel like would probably have to be on this list. I hate to say it like that.
Because she's so big, you think she should be on there? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah, there are a handful, and there are a couple more that are farther up on this list, and I don't want it to sound like she doesn't deserve to be here. She's a huge star, has tons of songs out there. I personally like a couple of the covers that she has done better than Nonsense Christmas. The Bleachers, Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
This is the one from this year, which is why I did that one from Dan and Shay. But I don't know who the Bleachers are, so I don't ever remember hearing this song, and didn't do nothing for me when I sampled it.
It is a new song for this year. I've seen a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people getting a kick out of it, because so many Christmas-themed songs are Baby, Please Come Home. I want to come home, or I want you to come home. And this takes that and spins it on its ear. Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
Right.
So I get that. I don't know. I don't know that I would include it on a list like this, but I'm not saying it doesn't belong. I think part of it, I hesitate to use the word novelty, because I don't think it's really a novelty song, but I think it's a novel approach to something that a lot of artists sing about. So maybe because it's different from, you know, Kelly Clarkson had Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
Yep.
And I think that between that and this one, those are the only ones I could think of right now that have that sort of sentiment, because so many of them are more Please Come Home.
Because the more traditional or the real nostalgic songs are always, I'll come home for Christmas, right, or I'll be home for Christmas, stuff like that. And this one and the Kelly one that you said are opposite of that. So yeah, it makes it interesting. It's something to talk about. It's something new that most people don't hear. So I can see why that would make waves right now.
Kacey Musgraves, Christmas Makes Me Cry. She did a Christmas album and then a Christmas special the following year. She and Zooey Deschanel did a fun version of Malakaliki Maka. She did, I really liked her version of I Want a Hippopotamus that was on her Christmas album. But of course, again, you know,
covers.
Not a cover. Oh, she did a really nice I'll Be Home for Christmas with Lana Del Rey too. And a kind of, I guess it would be kind of a novelty song with Willie Nelson called A Willie Nice Christmas. But I would put any of those on there above Christmas Makes Me Cry. But that's just, again, personal. Leona Lewis, One More Sleep.
I have loved this song since it came out. Leona Lewis, period. I mean, I've liked all her stuff, even non-Christmas stuff when she came out. It's just, she's got this really fun sound to her, and her music is just fills you up with joy and fun and just wanting to move and do stuff. And One More Sleep is great because us Christmas nuts, we're always counting down. So it's great. So I would actually rank it higher on the list myself personally. But no, this one, I love this song on the list.
I'm a big fan of her Christmas album. I'm surprised that it came out 10, 11 years ago. I just can't wrap my brain around that it's been that long already. But this was one of my favorite tracks from the album. Ingrid Michaelson and Sarah Bareilles, Winter Song.
It's a good song. I like the song on here. I wouldn't rank it in the top 10 personally, but it is a good song. It deserves to be on the list, in my opinion. So yeah, I like this song. It's a good song. It's more of a downbeat song, which is why I wouldn't rank it as high. It's more of a morose song, but it's still a really, really good song.
There are, I like it okay, but there are several songs. She's done a lot of Christmas music, and there are several of her songs that I would put above something like this. Happy, Happy Christmas is really great. She's done duets with A Great Big World, It's Almost Christmas. She did one with Jason Mraz, Christmas Valentine, Zooey Deschanel again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, which is probably my favorite. But they also, you know, they didn't ask me. So that's why I'm doing this episode. You didn't ask me? Fine. I'll teach you. John Legend, You Deserve It All.
I've heard this song. I'm not a huge John Legend by himself fan. It's just his music, way he sings, doesn't always strike a chord. He's got one here and there, yes, but this one, I don't know why it's on here. It's one of those that it's not necessarily a Christmas song, but it's also not one of those where it's not a Christmas song, but I don't think it deserves to be on a Christmas list, even though it's on his Christmas album. This one, I don't know why this one's on here personally.
See, I had, you know, it's all a personal subjective kind of list. And this is one that we disagree on, because I really like You Deserve It All. And I would probably have it on my list, mainly because so much of the Christmas music he's recorded has been, as we've been saying with so many of these artists, covers, and this is an original song. I just really like it, and it was just something different and fresh. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm. Taylor is another one of the artists that I think is a huge deal, especially right now, and it would be crazy to be doing a list of the top 25 Christmas songs of 2024 and not include Taylor on it. What do you think about Christmas Tree Farm?
When it first came out, I wasn't a fan of it, but I heard it more and more, and it has grown on me to where I actually like it. I like it on here on the list. My listing is a little different from where this is at, but I do like the song. It's a fun, upbeat song. It just, I don't know when or how it flipped on me to where I actually like it, but I like it. And Taylor's got good music. So, and she is a very, very good songwriter.
I like this from the get-go. I like the way she released it. I like that she had the idea for it and recorded it very quickly and then put it out there. And it was a surprise to everybody when it first came out. And she has released live version and an old-timey version as well just in the few years since this came out. So that kind of keeps it, maybe it keeps it top of mind, I don't know. And she did a Christmas EP, oh gosh, it's probably been close to 15 years ago now. Could even be more. And it was mostly covers. It had a couple originals on it. But I just think that Christmas Tree Farm is a better song than what was on that one. So I would, again, agree with it on this. Pentatonix, That's Christmas to Me.
I have always loved Pentatonix when they started releasing their Christmas music. I know a lot of theirs is covers, so there isn't a whole lot to choose from, which is why they picked That's Christmas to Me. It's not one of my favorite of theirs, but again, they're covers, so I can see why they're not on here. This is a good song. Pentatonix needs to be on here because, yeah, they probably do a lot more than they should with the Christmas, but I enjoy their Christmas music. So that's Christmas to Me. Yeah, I agree with this one.
Yeah, I do too. This is one of my favorite songs that they do, mostly because it is original. And this was one of their first Christmas releases, and I feel like it stands up. A lot of their stuff has been covers, so they come and go. But I feel like this one has legs and will be around for plenty of years to come. Michael Bublé, Cold December Night.
Michael Bublé is the the Mariah Carey male version of Christmas when it comes to Christmas music. Everything he touches Christmas music seems to turn to gold. He's got the great voice. His covers, obviously, I think are better than Cold December Night. But again, covers. But Cold December Night can hold its own on this too. I mean, it is a good song. It deserves to be on this list. I think it's Michael Bublé can't do anything wrong with Christmas music, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would have picked The More You Give, The More You'll Have. But yeah, again, a Christmas list without Michael Bublé for the 21st century would just be silly. Mariah Carey, Oh Santa.
I am over Mariah Carey. Granted, I know she makes so much, especially off of All I Want for Christmas Is You. That really threw her into the Christmas scene. But it's just, for me, she's just been over inundated to me. So, and this one, when this one came out, yeah, it didn't really stick with me. So I understand why they put on her, because she is one of the big names of Christmas music. So, especially with All I Want for Christmas Is You. So, but yeah, I personally wouldn't have her on my list.
I like the duet that she did with John Legend, When Christmas Comes. She also did her own version of that song. For Oh Santa, I like the version that she did a few years ago with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson. I just like that a little bit better. But any of those would be fine with me to be on a list like this. Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
I've never liked this song, even when it came out. I've never been a huge... This came out when Justin Bieber was still young. I didn't like it until he got more mature in his mature music sounding. A lot of his earlier stuff to me just kind of grated on me, and this was mixed in that era. As he got older, I didn't mind him. But yeah, this one doesn't do it for me at all.
There are so many songs on his Christmas album Under the Mistletoe that I like better than this. He did a really cool song with Boyz II Men called Fa La La that I just thought was really good. And he did, I think it was and this is a cover. I don't remember if this was like a bonus track for Deluxe Edition or if it was some kind of iTunes exclusive or something, but he did a version of Someday at Christmas that I thought was really good too. But again, a cover. Mm-hmm. So there's my two cents. Sia, Snowman.
Sia's got an interesting sound to her. I've always liked her sound. I've heard some other of her Christmas songs too that I like. I like Snowman. I don't mind it being on the list. I wouldn't rate it as high personally, but I absolutely believe she should be on this list. The song is fun. The song is kind of neat. So especially with her rhythms and stuff like that, it's just nothing normal. She's nothing that you always hear. She's got the unique sound, not only in her voice, but in how her tempos and all that stuff. So yeah, I absolutely think she should be on this list.
I agree. Her album has been huge and continues to be year after year since it came out. The last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, continues to sell and stream well. I like Candy Cane Lane and Ho 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 better than Snowman, but that's just a personal preference. I'm okay with her being on this list, even being as high as number three. Number two, Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me.
I like this one from the get-go. I mean, Ariana Grande is just, for such a little person, has got such a big voice.
Yes, she does.
And I've heard a lot of her duets too, and she can keep up with the best of them. And I absolutely agree with Santa Tell Me to be on here. I've liked the song since it started.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I absolutely think this should be on here, and I'm fine with it being as high as it is. I am shocked that this is 10 years old this year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But otherwise, yeah. And the number one song on Billboard's list of the best new Christmas songs of the 21st century so far, Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree.
Kelly Clarkson, I mean, what can you say? I mean, I like Kelly a lot more than Mariah. I think she's becoming the the 21st century version of Mariah, what Mariah did in the 90s. Just a powerhouse. The only one I think that can outsing Ariana Grande in this modern time. It's just, I've always loved Kelly since she came out with her first album. So yeah, Underneath the Tree, it's just that power she's got in her voice, just to sing. And I love it. And I've loved the song since it's come out. And yeah, absolutely. Kelly needs to be on this list.
Yeah. And I think the wall of sound thing that she has going with this is, it's just terrific. I'm surprised this hasn't been just a juggernaut from when it first came out. It seems to be sort of getting there now. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, I think this is head and shoulders above everything else on their list.
And I know somebody who would also agree with Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree being number one. That would be Tim Babb from Can't Wait for Christmas.
Yes. Yes. I think he's mentioned that song every time I've had him on this podcast. Yeah. Okay, so that's all well and good. That is Billboard staff picks for the best songs of the 21st century, and you heard our opinions, and really it's just opinion. Yours may certainly vary and mm-hmm. is no more right or wrong than ours is, except that you feel that it is, because that's how we feel. So I want to go back and forth on a bunch of our picks that we think should be on a list like this.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. What you got?
Well, I started at number 10, and I've got like five honorable mentions, but I'll get to honorable mentions later. Number 10 I had from the Billboard's list was Kelly and Brett's Underneath the Mistletoe, or Under the Mistletoe. But I could almost replace that with Kelly Clarkson's Christmas Eve from 2017.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, I really like that song. So, I mean, I would almost put Christmas Eve over Under the Mistletoe, but I wanted to kind of keep some of these that from the list to say, hey, the list isn't bad. So just so they know, but I'd almost put Christmas Eve over Under the Mistletoe. So,
yeah, the list is not bad. And I apologize if I've made it sound like I thought that it was. There were some that I, you know, and this is no different than somebody else having a list of their top Christmas songs for whatever category and you liking or disliking some of their picks. It's exactly the same. I am not dumping on Billboard or saying anything nasty about them or their choices. Some of them I just don't agree with, but that's what makes the world go round. Yep. I don't have my list in really any sort of order of preference, so I'm just going to go with the first one on the top of my list, which is Carolyn Sills' George Bailey from 2010. There's a good chance that you don't know the song. I don't just mean you, Sean. I could mean people.
Right. I have heard of the song. I have heard of the song. I don't know if I've really listened to it. So interesting pick. I think that's one of them I've been meaning to go listen to just because it's one of those unique ones, especially with the title being George Bailey. So, you know, it's about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
So it makes me want to go listen to it. So
it is a very sweet, nostalgic song. It's upbeat and it's about how much we love George Bailey. And I really liked it from the first time I heard it. And I don't want to keep talking about how old things are and how shocked I am, but I can't believe that this came out 14 years ago. There's a really cute video that, Carolyn made or had made, for this song. So you can find it on YouTube. And I just think it's a great song, and I really would like more people to know about it. And I don't make a nickel off of saying any of that, I should mention. You know, I should probably mention also that there are a lot of artists who advertise on the Sounds of Christmas station, and I intentionally did not pick any of their song because I didn't want it to look like if you paid me enough money, I would tell everybody your songs are great. Because I don't do that. And I just, so any singer or band that I have some kind of connection to, I didn't put on my list.
That's so. Just you being the stand-up guy you are, Ken.
Well, that's me trying to be anyway. Okay, what's next for you?
I had Michael Bublé's Cold December Night. I don't have a substitute for that, but I would put that around number 9. It was at 6 for them. So like I say, good song. I don't mind it. It's a little more of a downbeat, but I enjoy the song. So I think it should be in the top 10.
My next one is Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, and the cast of Spirited.
Oh, Christmas Morning Feeling. I didn't even think of that one.
This is an Apple Plus movie. If you don't know it, Spirited is sort of a version of A Christmas Carol and kind of a sequel to A Christmas Carol. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it. So,
if you haven't, go see it. I love that movie. If you didn't hear my reaction to the song, totally forgetting about it, because I just watched that the other night and I didn't even think to put that song on my list. So, yeah, I agree with you 110%, Ken, on that one.
This was the whole movie was a surprise. I thought it was going to be dumb fun kind of movie. I was looking forward to seeing it, but I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, and that the music is so good. They make a joke about singing about everything.
When Marley does that, that's funny every time.
Yeah, but Christmas Morning Feeling is just is great. It's performed twice in the movie. I like the second one when Ryan Reynolds is part of it. He also does a fun song called Bringing Back Christmas.
Yep.
But Christmas Morning Feeling is my pick.
All right, my next one is Leon Lewis's One More Sleep. Like I said before, that was at number 11. I would put it at number 8. I would bring it into the top 10. Just that's how much I like that song. And it's older, and there's some other ones that came that I like better. But, I mean, just because they're 10 through 1 doesn't mean that one's leaps and bounds over the other. These are, like, really close for me. These are, like, almost like picking my children. So, yeah, Leon Lewis, One More Sleep is absolutely one of my top 10.
I think this is the newest song on my list. It's from this year, and I would put it probably near the end of the list only because it's from this year and would need more time to really like it. But
to percolate.
Yeah. The song is I Can't Stop Caroling by Lola Violet. She's a big social media, I don't want to say personality, but she's big on TikTok, and she has released a whole lot of singles over the last 5 or 6 years. I think the Christmas album, Magic in the Season, that came out this year, I think that's actually her first album, not just her first Christmas album. But it's I love the album, and I think I Can't Stop Caroling is just terrific. And for anybody who loves Christmas music and you get the songs in your head and you're okay with that you like to keep that going, this is a song for you, and I recommend you check it out. Lola Violet, I Can't Stop Caroling.
I'll have to have you send me your list. Okay. So I can check these out. Next up, I had Pentatonix. Is That's Christmas to Me, but I had a couple of ones. These are covers that I'm going to replace them with, but they're not your normal covers. It's either White Winter Hymnal, which I absolutely love that one by them, or Coldest Winter. If I could, I'd put White Winter Hymnal first or Coldest Winter second, and then That's Christmas to Me. But like I say, White Winter Hymnal and Coldest Winter are covers, but they're not a really well-known covers to a lot of people with Christmas music.
Right. My next one is... You know, I was joking with my wife earlier. A recent episode I did was about my Christmas list of rare Christmas songs that I've been trying to find for years. And they weren't popular things. They weren't even just unique versions of popular things. Some of them were very eclectic's not a strong enough word. And and I found the last one that I'd been looking for, which was a song Peter Gabriel was involved in 1978. It aired one time on a UK radio station. They recorded it specifically for this guy's show. It was never released. So it aired that one time, and I found a copy of it, and I was really excited, but, you know, who else would care? And I said I was not going to make this list for this episode to be that kind of thing. However, my next song is by a band called Third Echo.
Okay.
The song is called December Nights. It came out 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. I met these guys on MySpace. Sadly, the band called it...
Dating yourself there, Ken.
Yes, and the band called it quits in 2012. So, okay. I don't think you can get this song anywhere. You might find an old link somewhere that will get it to you. But I just remember coming across this song on their MySpace page. I just thought it was a terrific Christmas song, December Nights. And I think even though it's by the band Third Echo that doesn't exist anymore, I think there are lots of great, they're not really a one-hit wonder, but that kind of thing that show up in every decade of music that a singer or a band has one really terrific song. And then they go on to do other things, and you can't find them anymore. And even though this, I almost took it off my list, but I thought, you know what? I think it's a really good Christmas song, and I still play it on the station, so I'm going to keep it on my list, because I think it's one of the best songs of the of the new century.
And so one I haven't heard, so it's one of them I have to check out again. So,
okay.
Next on my list, I had Taylor Swift's Christmas Tree Farm. So I put it higher than where they had it. I put it at 6 where they had it at 8. I guess really good song. Taylor Swift is just a powerhouse right now in the musical field, period. It's not just a genre. It's music world, period. Yeah. She covers all of them. So she's a powerhouse. She absolutely needs to be on this list. I just ranked her higher than Billboard did.
J.D. McPherson, Socks. Do you know this one?
Socks? I don't know. I know J.D. McPherson. He had another really huge one, wasn't that back like in the
Twinkle Little 90s? Christmas Lights.
Was it that one, or was it like, I don't remember. I thought there was one that we played, but yeah. No, I have not heard Socks, so what's Socks all about?
Socks is also the title track from his Christmas album, and he is a kind of a retro rock singer, very 50s influenced, and Socks is exactly what it sounds like. It's about getting disappointed by the Christmas present that is socks. And it is funny, but it's not really a novelty song. It's done so well. And it's just one of those songs that, for me, it's not Christmas time until I hear J.D. McPherson Socks.
So it's not a Weird Al Yankovic funny, but it is a fun or funny song. So
yeah, it is. When, you know, I mean, you know, the name of the song is Socks. So when he's singing about, you know, shaking the present and knowing what it is and why'd you get me socks? it is funny, but it's just not a novelty song.
But, right. And of course, when you get to our age, you want socks because all yours are starting to blow holes in them.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
All right. Next on my list, at number 5, I had Rob Thomas's Christmas in a Small Town that came out in 2021. I actually first heard this when he was on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it really struck a chord with me. I really liked what he did with this. I know he had a Christmas album out. He has another one that is good, but not as good as, in my opinion, as Christmas in a Small Town. And I just like, like I said, I like my Christmas music when I listen to him a lot, upbeat. And this is exactly that. So it's just like having like a little small town Christmas, and I really enjoy the song.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I like the the single he did more years ago than I want to think, probably New York Christmas. I like both of those.
New York Christmas, I heard the same thing. I don't know if he released it on the album with Christmas in a Small Town, but that's the one I was trying to think of. I don't enjoy that as much as Christmas in a Small Town, but it is a good song. Christmas or New York Christmas is a good song. It's just I like Christmas in a Small Town better.
Yeah, I like New York Christmas because I love a New York Christmas. No offense to everyone else who lives anywhere else, and I don't even live in New York, but there is just not anywhere that does Christmas like New York City.
Well, that's my bucket list, is to get to New York at Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah, that's terrific. Next on my list, the old 97s, Love the Holidays. Do you know that one?
No, I don't know, but I do like what they did with in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. I do like the one they did with Kevin Bacon and then the one they did on their own. I do like those two songs.
Yeah, Love the Holidays. I think that was the name of their album in 2018. But it's a very fun, upbeat song about loving this time of year. And it's great. I like the song. Kevin Bacon sang the lead on Here It Is Christmas Time in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, and the old 97s were his backing band. Yeah.
The old 97s had their own song right in the beginning of the special too. So that one struck a chord. I enjoyed both of those songs from them. And so I can imagine this song I haven't heard it. It can be just as good. So
yeah.
Next up, I had Ingrid Michaelson and Zooey Deschanel's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yes.
There you go, Ken. I got Thank Ingrid you. On here. So, no, when I first heard that song, I mean, it just Ingrid and Zooey going back, well, Zooey Deschanel anyway. Well, I'm just a big Zooey fan, period. I've always been a Zooey fan, but just those two going back and forth, their little banter and enjoying each other and having fun, they just sound fun. So I've enjoyed the song since I first heard it.
Yeah, me too. That's a great one. Richard Marx's Christmas Spirit, title track from his Christmas Spirit album from 2012. This is really, I think it's a great song, and it really surprised me that Richard Marx put out a Christmas album and it was hot Christmas 2012, and then it just like vanished. And it feels like nobody besides me is still playing it. And I don't get it, because there's a lot of good songs on there. And Christmas Spirit is just, I think, just a terrific song.
I didn't even realize he released an album in 2012. So like you say, it must have been real big, like you said, and then just fizzled out to nothing, because I don't really remember that one.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I'm keeping the Christmas Spirit alive for you, Richard.
Yeah, he's done some good Christmas music. I just thought it was older. I'm thinking wrong century there, Ken. But then when you said that, I'm like, oh, I don't really remember that. So I'll have to check that one out too.
Yeah.
So next for me was Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me. We talked about that one a little earlier. It's got a little lower because I have a new number one, even though Kelly could very well rival the number one. But Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me, wonderful, wonderful little powerhouse of a singer. So
next for me, Lunch at Allen's Zuzu's Petals, also from 2012. I love this band. I thought that I saw that they went on a farewell tour last year, but they did a great Christmas album called, I think it was just Christmas at Lunch at Allen's or something like that. But Zuzu's Petals is another It's a Wonderful Life kind of song, but how everything is going to be okay because I've got a pocket full of Zuzu's Petals. And it's just a sweet Christmas song. The band name, by the way, they're all songwriters. And when they were doing their own thing, they used to actually meet at lunch at a place called Allen's in Toronto. So that's where the name of the band came from, Lunch at Allen's, because that's where they used to get together.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out too. I've heard of Zuzu's Petals. I don't know if it was that song or for a different one, but That one, it really interested me. So next up for me at number two is Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree. I mean, that's just her powerhouse of a Christmas song. So absolutely deserves to be on the list. And I know Tim probably doesn't like me very well now for dropping it from number one, but it's number two for me because I got something different that just took over that one. So we'll get to that one later.
Okay. My next one is by a guy named Chris Tierney. The song is called I Wish It Would Snow This Christmas. 2015. As far as I can tell, this is his only release. I can't find anything about him. Chris, if you're listening, shoot me a message. I don't know if he's in some other band, if he's gone on to do something outside of music. Looking for him on streaming services, the only thing I can find is this single from 2015, but I liked it since the first time I heard it, and I still play it all the time, and I always get messages and comments and stuff when I play this song from people who love this. Who is that guy? And so, Chris Tierney, I Wish It Would Snow This Christmas.
All right, well, we're getting to my honorable mentions, so there's no real order this, so like you're doing, Ken, I'll just go from the top down. So my first honorable mention is Zara Larsson, Invisible, from the Netflix movie Klaus. I saw Klaus on Netflix and absolutely fell in love with the movie. I love what they did. I love J.K. Simmons voicing Klaus, and it is a fun movie. And Zara Larsson, just that song Invisible, just, I don't know what it did. It tweaked something in my heart. It pulled my heartstrings so bad. I love that song. And it doesn't talk about Christmas, but it's from the movie Klaus, which is a Christmas movie. So that's why I'm putting it on here. And that's from 2019.
My next one is Nick Lowe, Just to Be With You This Christmas, from 2013, his album Quality Street. I really like Christmas at the Airport on that album too, but I like this one a little bit more. And this is another one that I feel like he had so many great songs on this album. He does a terrific cover of Old Toy Trains. And I'm really surprised that you don't hear these that much. It was a big splash when, Nick Lowe's doing a Christmas album? And then, again, just kind of faded away. Doesn't get
the track on terrestrial radio like the 50... nostalgic ones.
Yeah.
That you hear four times every half day.
Yes.
Next up is it's another soundtrack song. It's This Day from Jingle Jangle. From that, and I think that's Disney Plus. I could be wrong though. Anyways, just this one is with Justin Cornwell and Sharon Rose of the actual actors in the movie that sing the song. Usher does one. I don't remember who is with. He does a remake of the song, but I like the actual one from the movie from This Day from Jingle Jangle. The whole musical in there reminds me of now I'm blanking on the guy from Hamilton who wrote Hamilton and stuff like that. Lin-Manuel. Yep. It reminds me of him. He didn't do any of the music in Jingle Jangle, but it reminded me of him. And even though I'm not a big, huge Hamilton fan, I've listened to the music because my wife is. And there is something about what Lin-Manuel does with his music. It's just catchy and it is fun. And it's exactly what they did with This Day from Jingle Jangle.
Nice. That's one of the things I love about all of these streaming services have sunk money into making their own stuff, and they put out so much great Christmas content. And I know that there are plenty of people who are like, oh, another Hallmark movie, but so many fun Christmas specials and movies, and so many of them have great Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I have my next song is from, I think it was a Netflix movie, but I'm not positive, called The Happiest Season. BB Rexha and Shea Diamond, Blame It on Christmas, from 2020. It's just such a fun song, and it just speaks to all the things that happen as you're coming up on Christmas and you're forgetting things and, you know, and making mistakes and doing things you didn't mean to do and all that kind of stuff and just blame it on Christmas. And really, that's how it goes. There was another version of this that Shea Diamond did with Cyndi Lauper. They did a deluxe version of the soundtrack. But I really like that one with Bebe Rexha, and personal preference, I suppose. So that's my next pick. Blame It on Christmas.
There you go. My next honorable mention, this one might get to you again, but it's Lindsey Stirling's Hallelujah. Yes, I know it's a big thing. Hallelujah is not a Christmas song. It's right. Only considered a Christmas song because it's on Christmas albums, but I like what Lindsey Stirling did just with her arrangement with the violin. And then, of course, he had a little bit of the chorus, but there's no vocals. And it just, I've liked what Lindsey Stirling has done with her violin. Yeah. And yes, again, another cover, but I think it should be on it. I think she does wonders with what she does. And there's another song I just thought of now is Come On Christmas.
Yeah, I do like that one quite a bit.
That one could be on there too. We put that in place. That way we can take the Hallelujah off for you, Ken.
You know, I personally don't, Hallelujah is just not a Christmas song to me, but I do get that, especially after Pentatonix did it, that it is becoming a Christmas song for a lot of people. And if it gives you that little spark of Christmas magic, then
yep.
Okay. That's good. That works. A band called New Royalty did a couple of really great rockin' Christmas albums in 2012, 2013, 2014, somewhere in there. The song that I think I like the most is I Believe It's Christmas Time. They had a lot of a good mix of original songs and cover songs. But I Believe It's Christmas Time, I'm pretty sure that's my favorite. I go back and forth between a few of them. That was 2012. Sometime around 2015, 2016, they became the band Hideaway. And I haven't seen that Hideaway has done anything in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So I don't know if I don't know what's going on, but the New Royalty Christmas albums are still out there. They're still streaming. So check them out.
That's what I like doing these things with you, Ken. You always bring the ones you don't always hear of, and it's always fun to hear all your lists for those. So I like that. I like that hearing you. I mean, mine are more of people that you hear. So unfortunately I'm not as cultured as you are. So,
I don't know that I'd agree with that. And it's not a contest, but
anyways, my next one is from Casting Crowns, Gloria, Angels We Have Heard on High from 2017. Yeah, I'm going, that it's a cover. It's not original, but it's just one of those that get to you. Just their arrangement of how they did it. It's one of those that's driving you. It drives it home, and it's powerful. Yes, it's more religious than secular, but it's a powerful song. I think you can overlook the fact that it's a cover of one of the more traditional Christmas songs.
I love their version of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
That's a good one too. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that one is just magic to me. But it's a cover, so I didn't put it on my list. My next one is the Florence Street Band, My Favorite Time of Year. This came out in 2010, and it was a viral video. You may not know the name Florence Street Band, but you know that song. It's been covered by a couple different people. My friend Dan Ashley has done a really great version of that in the last few years. It's just a terrific original song, very Victorian-style video that goes with it that I know it's been 14 years, but you've probably seen it. They did I don't remember if it was a Kickstarter, because I don't remember if Kickstarter was around in 2010, but they did some kind of a fundraising thing to try to do their next Christmas effort, and I don't think it worked out. I know they did a follow-up called Winter Wonder, and I think that they're working on something else. I'm not really sure, but my favorite time of year is just, it's a great, great Christmas song.
I probably have heard that. Sounds familiar.
I'm sure you have.
So, this is my last honorable mention. It's CeeLo Green and the Muppets, All I Need Is Love. Anytime you can do anything with the Muppets, it's fun. And CeeLo just knocked it out of the park with this one. And again, not a cover. So this is something new he came up with, the Muppets. And of course, the Muppets can do no wrong with Christmas anyway. So,
right.
So I think Mike Westfall might agree with that too. So
I love the Muppets 12 Days of Christmas that they did with John Denver in the 70s. Oh,
that's classic.
And they revisited that with Jimmy Fallon in, I think it was when he had taken over Letterman's show. I don't know.
You mean Leno's show?
Pardon?
You mean Leno's show?
No, before that, when he took over late night.
Okay.
When Letterman moved to CBS and Jimmy Fallon became the host of late night.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he did that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. but anyhow. My next one, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Christmas Is Starting Now, from their 2013 album, It Feels Like Christmas. It's a great way. It's one of the songs that I go back and forth between that and an 80s song by the Paolas called Christmas Is Coming to kick off the season almost every year on the Sounds of Christmas station. Christmas Is Starting Now. It's just a great, fun, upbeat, happy, let's get things going, it's Christmas time kind of song.
I don't think I've heard of that song, but I know Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and yeah, absolutely, they know how to party it up and get you going, fired up, ramped up to get going. So I absolutely, yeah, I can see that. So now we'll get to my number one. So what kicked Kelly Clarkson out was Carrie Underwood and John Legend, Hallelujah, from 2020. And it is not a cover of
right.
Leonard Cohen's song. This is brand new, and it is Christmas related. So this, the mix between John and Carrie, another powerhouse in country, and then you get John Legend. This is the one, John Legend, I don't mind. I like him in this one. It's just, it pulls, and it's very haunting, and not like a really spooky haunting, but it just gives me chills every time. It's a must listen to me every year since I heard it come out in 2020, and it's just great. So yeah, Carrie Underwood, John Legend, Hallelujah from 2020. That's my number one. That's what kicked Kelly Clarkson out. Sorry, Tim.
Okay, well, I have four left, so I'll cram them all in together.
All right.
And these are probably more commercial. There's a good chance that everybody listening has heard of definitely two of these. Billy Mack, a.k.a. Bill Nye, from Love Actually, Christmas Is All Around.
I forgot about that one. Yep, absolutely. I agree with you on that one, Ken.
Brian Wilson, formerly the Beach Boys, title track from his Christmas album, What I Really Want for Christmas in 2005. Okay. It's just a great original Christmas song, and it's a fun Christmas album. He does revisit a couple of the Beach Boys tracks, but this one just speaks to me. Josh Groban, Believe from Polar Express.
Oh, my son's gonna kill me. That's his favorite song.
20 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And this is not on his Christmas album. This was before Josh Groban's big Christmas album. But this sure catapulted him into the stratosphere.
Launched him into there.
Yeah, this was huge. He did his Christmas album in 2007, which was the best-selling album of the year. Not the best-selling Christmas album, best-selling album. And I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have happened without Believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Believe, just on its own, great song.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, my son's going to kill me. That's his favorite song for not putting it on my list. So, sorry.
And the last one, Eddie Money, Jesse Money, and Des Money. Everybody loves Christmas. Oh, a song
yes,
for
Ken. Yes, Ken. You talked about this on your show, and I went and looked it up right away. And oh, absolutely, Ken.
Yeah, this came out in 2021. I think it was a year after Eddie Money had passed away. His kids reworked his song and made it in memory of their dad. And it's such a great song because they sing different. They change lyrics and sing it so that you know that they're missing their dad who loved Christmas and they're thinking about him. And I think it's just a great song on a lot of levels because so many of us have lost somebody around this time of year, and it's hard. And you hear this song, and Eddie Money is singing on it as well with his kids, who are singing about missing him at Christmas time and how much he loved Christmas and how hard it is. But they think about him and they smile. And it just, it's one of those rare songs that you feel like was put out there just for you.
Had to be very healing for his kids. I can't imagine how many takes it took them to do it, to get between the tears after doing a certain part, but absolutely a healing song, a wonderful, great song. Like I said, Ken, I heard you talk about it on your episode of Sounds of Christmas, and I went out and looked at it, and oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
So there's our list. There's our picks, just as valuable as what the people at Billboard put out. Except that we don't have their platform, but we have ours. Yeah. So there's some, I hope that you heard about something that you want to go check out, whether it's on our list or it's okay, even if it's on Billboard's list. I'm all about spreading the Christmas music. So I hope that you heard something that you want to hear more about. We mentioned so many songs. I can't put links to all of them down in the show notes. But you could always listen to this again and pause it when you hear something that you want to go listen to. So before we say goodbye, Sean, what's coming up on the Christmas podcast?
Other than I got to work out my vocal cords for the next podcast to come out because it's the Christmas season. So the next one is just so many of our podcasts are dropping episodes now that it's not funny. It's almost a half hour for a podcast when normally it's about 15 minutes. That's just how many, because we're in the thick of things right now. I mean, at the recording of this, it's 3 days to Christmas. So, so that's what's coming out there is a couple big ones. And then it's going to tone down because Christmas is over and everybody's taking their well-deserved break. So I will be taking the break too. I mean, it won't be coming out weekly like I usually do. It'll probably be every couple of weeks because otherwise it's going to be, okay, my intro and outro are going to be longer than what I'm talking about.
Where can everybody find you?
The best place to find me is at christmaspodcasts.com. We have links to not only the podcast that we talk about. There is a link to the podcast that I put out that's been weekly since November, since it's been getting so big. It'll be like at least 2 weeks, maybe three, depending on how much rest the podcasters take coming up after Christmas. But christmaspodcast.com. You can also email me through that too, or Sean at christmaspodcast.com. That's the best place to get a hold of me.
Okay. I will put a link to that down in the show notes. So everybody can just click on that and head on over. I know you're on all the socials too.
Yep.
So everybody can find you there. Thank you so much for spending so much time talking about Christmas music.
Well, thanks for having me on, Ken. It's always fun to talk to you, especially when we start talking to music. Music I love. I'm not as well versed as you in all the different ones, but I do love talking about music, especially with you, Ken.
And thank you so much for listening and helping us share some Christmas spirit and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, and click on over. Then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.